guys, we're back again for another episode of The Tracks That Made Us with me, Rod, from Just a Ride. This episode, we are going to be talking about a really awesome song by a band called Incubus. It's called Drive. And what's really awesome is we have done a great collaboration using the power of social media and technology to connect with an awesome artist who's out in the Philippines. His name is Kevin Edwards. Kevin, say hello to everybody.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, I'm in New Jersey and I moved out here in the Philippines about 4 years ago at this island called Boracay. And I'm playing music out here, recording music and chilling on the beach, just trying to make a life of it, you know?
Awesome, man. So, you know, we kind of came together. I saw one of your videos because you do a lot of stuff with looping and all of that. And, you know, I've watched some of your streams that you do regularly on Twitch. And I guess this is kind of like, you know, we've talked about this in some of our previous podcasts. You know, the pandemic has really pushed, I think, rock bands to kind of open up to the opportunity of connecting with people and doing collaborations in the way that maybe pop acts, hip hop acts have been doing for years. And, you know, out of this terrible year, these are some of the positive things that have happened. So it was really great to just reach out and go, you know, I really, really like your stuff. Like, why don't we do a track together?
Yeah, exactly. It's the power of Instagram and it's the best attitude you could have as a musician. You can't try to stay in your shell. Like, you have to try to reach out to people. And even if you've never met them before, you know.
I mean, that to me is just such an awesome thing. I mean, on one side, whether you're writing music or whether you're performing, you know, I understand why people might have had trepidation to do it before, because it is quite an intimate thing. It is something that's personal, but especially at a time when I can count almost on one hand the amount of new people I have met over this year where we've just been stuck in our houses. It's really, really awesome to, you know, connect with other musicians, be inspired by them, and then go, actually, yeah, let's get on a Zoom call. Let's talk about what we can do together.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I actually have always been willing to do this. I collaborated with this artist, Elise Aaron. We did a cover of See in the Sky. And this was before the pandemic. I've always been into this because I moved here to Boracay where nobody knows like emo music. So like coming from New Jersey, I felt very homesick. So you kind of have to, at that point, you have to reach out to people in Canada, people wherever, because if you're in an area where nobody gets you, it's like you kind of just, you still want to make music, you know, you got to reach out. Like, it's the only way.
But it just shows that, like, you know, there is a really powerful tool. And maybe before all of this happened, we were maybe a little bit blind to see the potential of what could happen. And also for us, we've used this year to really embrace social media. And we have realized that it is a great opportunity to connect with people around the world. And we look at things like, we look at our analytics and we go, my goodness, we have 25% of our audience is based in Brazil. And I'm like, that's weird. Yeah. But then I think they have such a great history of rock music. You know, Rock in Rio is like, you know, it would be my dream to play at Rock in Rio one day. Hey, maybe if we continue to grow our fan base in Brazil enough, maybe that might happen. Maybe that's how you do it. But just because, you know, you're not in the same city or the same country or even the same continent, now, if you're open to it, you can have meaningful connection with people and actually create something that's worth sharing and is really inspirational.
That's a big festival. I think I've heard of that before.
Yeah, I mean, Rock in Rio is huge. When I was growing up, there was a video Iron Maiden put out of their Rock in Rio performance, and I've never seen a crowd that big. I think, I mean, I could be wrong. I always go off on these like weird facts and fact checks, but I think Rock in Rio possibly, as an event, has the record for the most people at a live event. I could be wrong. I think it's somewhere around like 700,000-800,000 people get on the beach and they're
nice. At
this music festival. So yeah, you know, it's pretty awesome.
Oh,
so
that's crazy.
Very people cool. In Brazil, keep listening. Get us there one day, yeah?
Yes. Please, yeah, please keep listening. I recently put out a song called Home with this artist, Ben Zero. He's a producer and it's a very like chill, like electronic kind of sound. And we have a huge fan base in Latin America for it. I don't know why, but that whole region around Brazil, Mexico, Argentina, Peru, like, I think they're more open to new music there, you know? It's not just rock. It's just, like, anything indie and strange and something that they all want to discover something, and, like, it makes me want to go there now, like, yeah.
But this is the great thing about how technology has helped. You know, before, if you were in the Philippines and you're thinking, well, how can I connect with those people and how could I ever get out there? And now you can actually put your music out there and you can see who's listening to it. And, you know, there are, what, 7 billion people? There is a market, I think, for everyone. And there's no reason to say why, you know, you couldn't build a following in South America or Latin America. You know, if it's big enough and you can sell the venues and you can show promoters and, you know, it's worth the cost to pay for your ticket to go out there, why not? I guess it's about embracing the positive sides of what, you know, social media and the technology that we have can actually achieve, as well as, you know, a lot of people talk about the negatives too.
Yeah, yeah. Fingers crossed for both of us, man. Hopefully we're both on the festival there, you know? That would be
Yeah, sick. Man. Well, that would be great, isn't it? You know, you're in the Philippines, we're in the UK. Let's meet in Brazil.
Yeah, let's do it. And we'll do the drive cover there.
Yeah,
that
man.
That would be awesome, man.
So let's talk about Incubus. You know, what does Incubus mean to you?
Oh, man, so much. I remember when I was learning, because my first instrument was bass guitar, and my bass teacher was like, oh, you know about Incubus, you know about Drive. That was the song that came out. I was like 13 or something. That's what came out, and I was like, yeah, I know that. It's on MTV all the time. And he's like, you have to listen to Science, man. Science is their, like, crazy, funky album that's, like, really experimental. And I remember I listened to it, and I didn't like it. I remember I didn't like it. I appreciate it now, but back then I was a lot more ignorant, you know? But, yeah, they just, how much they evolved, it's crazy. That make believe, I believe that's what it's called, right?
Make yourself.
Yeah. I thought that was so good. I actually, I had to do a double take and research it a little bit, because I thought Pardon Me was on the previous album. I didn't know that they were on the same album as Drive, because Pardon Me still feels a little sciencey to me, you know?
It's kind of got more of that kind of like that funk roots in it. And I remember, like, for me, Pardon Me was the song, the verse. I just love it. The kind of groove they go into.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
It stutters a little bit, that thing. I thought that was so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, man. And the way it just opens up in the chorus and it's just like, boom, and you're like there. I mean, Make Yourself.
Yeah.
It's such a fantastic album. I mean, you know, Drive was probably like the big crossover single. And I think it has become that, you know, I'm pretty sure I've seen people on like the X Factor or The Voice singing that song, because, you know, it's just so well written, you know? I mean, when you think about Incubus, where they started, like, you talk about Science and even before that, you know, they were quite shouty, they were quite aggressive, and they kind of slowly took elements of that kind of funk influence. They kind of got a little bit more chilled, and Drive was probably one of the first songs where they really pushed in that direction. The album that followed it, Morning View, I love that album. I think it has like a really good balance. And one of the things that I really love about it is I think they just went into like a big old house. I think it was Brendan O'Brien who did the production. And they just went in there, wrote a record and recorded it. And, you know, there's just this really great vibe running through that album. Like, there are different styles, but, you know, that would be the dream, you know, just rent this huge mansion, lock yourself in there for 6 months and just create.
Oh, please, please. That would be insane. I love that idea. Like, I've only gotten to do it one time with that previous band, and it was the best experience ever. Like, it was so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you said, it's every musician's dream. And I do remember, like, they did like an MTV documentary, and you just see them in this house and you're just like, what? You know? And I think in that album, they really pushed themselves as well. You know, I think they had that song Wish You Were Here, which to me felt like a continuation of Drive. But then they, you know, there were also some other really cool tracks. The first track on the album, Nice to Meet You, or something like, I'm terrible with song names, but the way the riff comes in, and it's like they just dialed back all the distortion that they would usually use and it's just this really kind of like soulful kind of riff coming in, and it really opens up. And you know, they listen, I mean, like
that,
they've gone
like,
on to
Fender tone.
Absolutely. But they've just gone on to make other great records. I mean, they followed that up with I think A Crow Left of the Murder, which has some really, really good songs, and like you said, the development as a band is absolutely awesome. And you know, they're still releasing music. They're still a great band. And I think one of the things that they obviously capitalized on was, when I was growing up, all the girls loved Incubus. You know, I mean, come on, man. The lead singer, he's a specimen.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had the voice as well. You know?
Yeah, he was great. He was so good.
Yeah, man.
I mean, so, we're saying was like he's dead, but he still is good.
He's still a handsome man, you know? You know, he's getting better with age, like a fine wine.
Around that time, I had a special blend of Drive and Goo Goo Dolls. It was just like all coming together. And at the time, I hated both of them. And it took me like 10, 15 years to be like, I lived in the best time ever. You know what I mean? Like, it took like a year later to realize that was the shit. Like, that was the, yeah.
Yeah, man. So listen, like, let's talk about the track we did. So obviously we covered Drive, because it's, like we said, it's like one of the tracks that kind of brought us in. It was a pretty cool experience, I think, you know, sending each other tracks and building on it and doing all that sort of thing. It's really exciting to do. What's cool as well is we haven't gone for like a straight, you sing this bit, I sing this bit, or we sing the whole thing through together. We've kind of tried to mix it together, and there's some great harmonies, really subtle harmonies in Drive that we've managed to match. So when I do the lead, you're doing the harmonies. When you're doing the lead, I'm doing the harmonies. And it all sort of comes together in the end.
That's one of the essence of Incubus. Like, they don't overdo it, you know? I like that a lot.
I mean, do you want to talk a little bit about kind of what you've got going on? I mean, I was listening to the record you put out in 2020. I really enjoyed it. There's a track at the end. I'm going to check the name of the track. Love Loop at Crystal Lake. It really... It's kind of this quite a few different parts. And then it really reminds me of a track at the end of the Jimmy Eat World album, Clarity, Goodbye Sky Harbor, where kind of like, you know, there's more of this electronic feel coming in and beats coming in.
Yeah, I just thought it was, I know, really that awesome song, man. Yeah, very cool. I recorded it that way because when I play that song, that's on the loop pedal. So
yeah,
it's literally a continuous stair step of loops adding over and over. And it's a lot of fun to play, and like it's a song that means a lot to me, so the emotions always pour out whenever I play it. That's the oldest song that I've ever like revamped and put out. I think I wrote that like maybe 15 years ago.
Oh wow.
When I was like a young kid. Yeah, so.
And what
still,
kind of...
It's still one of my favorites though, you know?
Awesome, man. And what bands influence you? What has the music been that has kind of shaped you as a musician?
Oh, well, Blink-182 is what got me into music when I was like 13. They made me believe that I could play even when I could not play. You know what I mean? Like, they showed that like there's talent in songwriting before like actual talent. I started focusing on that a lot. But then I ran into this band called At The Drive-In.
Oh, nice.
And they just expanded my mind. You know them? Yeah.
Yeah.
So insane. From there, I started getting into this indie vibe. And there's not too many bands I can, like, singularly point out. Maybe Cursive and this Canadian band Stars, Block Party. They kind of just slowly shaped me to further pursuing that direction. And... I love the indie genre completely because it bends on some ambient, electronic. Some of them are funky, but it's like you can't call them anything else because you don't know what else they are. You know, it's a genre I definitely like all of it. Like even the indie folk, you know, it's like tapping into a little country. There's just so many directions inside of indie. And that's what's influenced me so much.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well, listen, I think it's probably about time we chuck on the video, let people enjoy our collaborative cover of Drive. Really excited. So So at this moment in time when we're talking, we haven't shot the video yet. So we're kind of looking into the future when this goes out. It's hopefully we'll do something that does it justice. And maybe something that contrasts the two very different environments that, you know, we're in. I'm in sunny Nottingham where it rains every single day. And, you know, you're living life to the max on the beaches in the Philippines.
Yeah. You know, what's funny, like, I actually really like that kind of scenery that you're in right now. That is the kind of vibe that I prefer. But I'm living with my girlfriend and you have to compromise a little bit there, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. So I'm all good with that. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, beach paradise, it's a compromise, isn't it? Listen, exactly, dude, it was awesome. Exactly. Awesome collaborating with you. Awesome having a chat. And where can people find you and your music and everything that you do?
So I'm on Spotify under Kevin Edward. I believe I'm the only one. So go look me up. You'll see a picture of like some rice fields. It's very colorful. That's my profile picture. And my Instagram and my YouTube page is Kevin Edward Music. Yeah, go check that out.
Awesome, guys. Well, anyway, hope you enjoyed the episode. This is The Tracks That Made Us with Just a Ride, Kevin Edward, and the track Drive by Incubus. Check out our cover. Hope you enjoy it.
Thanks so much for having me, man. Thank you.
Rock on, guys.
The fear of uncertainty stinging clear, and I can't help but ask myself how much I let the fear take the wheel and steer. History and me before, and it seems to have a vague haunting mask I pale. But lately I'm beginning to find that I should be the one behind the wheel. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there, I'll be there. If I decide to waver my chance to be one of the hive, will I choose water over wine and hold my own and drive?
Now it's driven me before, and it seems to be the way
that everyone else gets around.
Lately I'm beginning to find that when I drive myself, my light is found.
Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there, I'll be there. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there with open arms and open eyes, yeah. Whatever tomorrow brings, I'll be there.
I'll be there to do 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 do.